Well, hello there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this month's version of the Fireside Chat. And you're catching me during what I call paperwork catch-up time. I'm catching up with my admittedly procrastinating on a lot of the paperwork that has been accumulating here in my office. And so I'm spending time on this today, getting a lot of this paperwork done and out the door, getting some correspondence taken care of on the computer. And excuse me, I wanted to take some time to have our Fireside Chat and spend some time with you today while I do this. So thanks for joining me. Now, if you're new to the Fireside Chat is basically, the format is very informal, as you can see. And it's really about me sitting around with you as a friend of mine talking about things that friends would talk about. So whether we're at the coffee shop, maybe sitting in my office, just hanging out, talking, maybe we're at our favorite restaurant or maybe bar, having a glass of wine or a beer, whatever. It's about us talking and sharing information in an informal way as friends. And that's how I feel about you as a friend of mine. And that's really the format of the Fireside Chat. Okay. So having said that and giving you a little update on that, if you're new to the Fireside Chat, let's talk about my top three financial predictions for the fourth quarter. Now, I know you're already saying to yourself, well, Darren, we're already a month into the fourth quarter. Actually, more than a month into the fourth quarter. What gives? Well, even though we've got a couple of months left this quarter, I still thought it was a good time to talk about what my top three predictions are because, hey, we got a lot going on. We got elections going on, right? So by the time you view this, you may have voted, or maybe you might look at, you may take a look at this after the election. Not only nationally, but locally, there's a lot of stuff going on from a political standpoint. You've got holidays coming up, and there's going to be a lot of activity over the holidays. You've got a lot of questions regarding what's going on in our country, economically, politically. There's a lot of things going on. And so, if you really think about it, even though there's only a couple of months left in the fourth quarter, heck, there's a lot going on over the next 2 months. And so I thought it would be a good idea to share my quick insights, my top three financial predictions for the fourth quarter with you. And I think, heck, now is actually a good time, even though we've only got a couple of months to go. Okay? So let me start with my first one. And that is, it doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. So you might be asking, well, what do you mean, Darren? What do you mean it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter who the next president is going to be. It doesn't matter at all. Now, you stumped me. What do you mean? I'm talking specifically about your investments. I've talked with a lot of people over the last month and a half, and a lot of people are sitting on the fence waiting to make investment decisions and other decisions too, based on, well, who's going to be president? Well, I'm not doing anything until I find out who the president is. I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter, especially when it comes to investment in real estate or your real estate investing or real estate ownership. Okay, so it doesn't matter who the next president's going to be because people are still going to need a roof over their head, they're still going to need a place to live, and they're still going to need a place to put their junk in, for example, in some of our storage garages. Now, if you look into my storage garage, mine is belongings, not junk. But now you probably see mine and think, wow, that's a lot of junk. But storage facilities and also other commercial property, too. There is still going to be a demand and will continue to be a demand for these things, no matter who the president is. A fallacy that is out there is the president controls the economy. The president doesn't control the economy. If you come down to it, we control the economy. Consumers do. Our decision, supply and demand in every single category, that controls the economy. And so when it comes down to investments and making investment decisions, especially with investment real estate, it really doesn't matter. Your fourth quarter performance won't matter. Your performance next year is not going to matter on who the president is going to be. So if you're holding off on making that big important decision and you're suffering because you're waiting, don't wait. Make the decision, make the investment, and get it done. It's not going to matter who the president is. It's not going to affect your investment, again, especially when it comes to investment, real estate investment, and ownership. Okay, so that's the first thing, and that's not really, I guess, a trend, but I think it kind of is, because a lot of people really feel it impacts them investment-wise, especially in the near future. It's not going to. It's not going to affect you, especially, again, when it comes to investment real estate. Okay, so that's number one. The number two trend. The number two trend has to do with interest rates. Okay, what I'm going to tell you is not going to be a complete surprise to you, especially if you somewhat follow the financial markets, but interest rates will go up, and they're going to continue to go up. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see one, maybe two more interest rate raises by the Fed before the year is up. Now, a lot of people would think, well, geez, dear, that's bad news. Interest rates go up, things are harder, my interest rates are going up, which means things are going to be more expensive, my loan payments are going to be higher, the cost of money is going to be more. You know, there's a lot of negative things that you could take out of interest rates going up. Well, I don't think you should be negative about it. I think you should be happy about it. What do you mean? Why would we be happy if interest rates go up? Well, once again, it's only going to positively impact your investments, especially with investment real estate. Okay? When interest rates go up, as you know, it makes the ability to own your own home or condominium a little bit harder. The qualification process for people to own their own home or condo is really tough right now. And actually, as an aside, it's going to continue to be tough because the wages that are paid are most people that are looking to buy their home or condo are so low, comparatively speaking, where they were 25 or 30 years ago. Even if interest rates were zero, it's still hard for a lot of people to afford their own home or condo to purchase versus what it was like 30 or 40 years ago. But I digress. Sorry. But even with interest rates going up, people will still invest. People will still open businesses. People will still run their businesses. Things will still go. Things are going to keep going. People aren't going to close the doors, put the blinds down, and call it a day. They're not. And people will still continue to rent our apartments, rent our storage garages, and rent our commercial buildings. Okay, it's still going to happen. And the nice thing is, anytime it becomes even a little bit more difficult for those folks to have an excuse to not rent our apartments, to not rent our storage garages, to not rent our commercial space, anytime we get that kind of news, I'm happy. And so when you see interest rates go up between now and the end of the year, which you will, don't be sad. Don't be, oh my gosh, things are getting worse and there's going to be problems and turmoil. No, be happy, because things are good for us if that's the case. And if you own any investment real estate at all, you should feel the same way. And I could go on and take a sidebar about how other investments actually profit from rates going up. Have you checked your CD rate lately? That's just one example. But you should be happy that rates are going to be going up at a slow pace. And probably over the next quarter, we'll see not just one, but probably two interest rate raises before the year is out. Okay. Now, number three, the financial prediction I have for the fourth quarter is things are going to get worse, not better. Okay. Am I talking financially, economically? Actually, no, I'm not. Things are going to get worse politically over the fourth quarter, and it's going to continue to impact any kind of investments you've got that can be impacted by any political, and in some cases, economic event that doesn't even happen or have anything to do with your investments. So I've been talking a long time about this, and I don't mean to sound like I'm repetitive, but you're going to see more of that in the fourth quarter. So there's going to be, and I think, I don't know how you could disagree with me on this, you're going to see more acts of terrorism. And not only that, guys, the problem is, and this is terrible to say, we have acts of terrorism happening on local levels. I mean, you've got police officers being killed. You've got police officers being targeted. You've got other people being targeted and killed. You've got so many things. We've got such a volatile mix politically now, not only globally, not only nationally, but locally. Locally, now more than I think we've seen in the last 40 years, 40 to 50 years, that if you've got any kind of investment that can be impacted by something that happens in China, something that happens in Syria, something that happens in Afghanistan, or heck, something that happens across town, you're going to see more and more sensitivity from investments to that. I can't tell you how many calls I get from investors, emails more than calls, how, well, I'll just say it, pissed off they are that their investment in a certain stock, a certain mutual fund, a certain company has taken a loss or a nosedive and continues to do so because of some political or economic event that happens somewhere else that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with their investment. But because there's concern in the marketplace, there's maybe panic sometimes in the marketplace regarding certain areas, all of a sudden their investment in XYZ company or XYZ mutual fund is taking a hit because of something that happens that they can't control and in many times has nothing to do with their investment. So you'd be smart to look at your investments and really think about, is this investment, can this investment be affected by something that happens economically or politically, globally, nationally, or locally? Can it go up or down, yes or no? And you're going to have some, well, yeah, probably not, or maybe a little, but you're going to come across, I bet you, some in your portfolio that'll be, holy cow, I got a lot of money in that. And so it's smart to at least know, whether you do something or not, fine, up to you, but it's smart to at least know whether you've got that kind of risk. So let me recap the top three financial predictions I've got in the fourth quarter, and then I get back to this fun paperwork. The first one is it's not going to matter who the president is. It's really not on how your investments are going to do in the fourth quarter and in the next year, specifically when it comes to real estate. Okay, number two, interest rates. They will go up, count on it, probably one or two raises by the end of the year. That's actually good news for us, not bad news. And then number three, political, economic unsettlement, upheaval, turmoil, chaos, whatever you want to call it, it's going to get worse, not better, over the next quarter and into next year. It just is. So if you've got any kind of investments that can be impacted by that, you're going to want to at least know what you've got. And whether you decide to make decisions about it, of course, that's totally up to you. All right. So I'm glad you spent the time with me today on this month's Fireside Chat. I hope the information has been helpful to you. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you being with me. And have a terrific rest of your month. All right. We'll see you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.